بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون. Allah Ta'ala creates and He chooses as He pleases. People don't have the right to choose what they want to be, and nor do people have the right to choose the type of creation that they wish to be in. It's a small verse of the Quran Sharif, but it's got volumes and volumes of meanings. When we don't have a right in the creation that we want to be, and we don't have a right in our itinerary, then the sensible thing to do is to be pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. And if every person wishes to be what he is not, then what will stop a mouse from aspiring to be a donkey? And what stops a donkey from aspiring to be an elephant? And in this aspiration, the whole life will just pass and you won't have anything. A person born in South Africa and he aspires to be born in America, can it ever happen? Can you reverse the clock? Can't happen. And if that thought is going through the mind all the time, then your time is wasted and you haven't acquired anything. So the sensible thing is, try is'a bima yanfa'uka, try for those things that will be of some benefit to you, according to your capacity, according to what you can manage. Then do what is to your betterment in this life, and not forgetting your share in the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Whatever you can do in this life for your own good and the good for the hereafter, do that much. So the difference between the life of a Muslim and a person that is not in Islam, that Muslim is convinced that there is another life. Followed by this life, there is another life. How nice Allah Ta'ala, how well Allah Pakh says it. Inna sa'ata atiyatun akadu ukhfiha litujza kullu nafsin bima tas'a. Qiyamah is quickly approaching, it's coming very quick, and more nowadays you can see it. Ramzan had hardly started and it's finished. The days just are flying. All see it and you understand how time is moving at what a swift pace. So the believer has got this in his mind that Qiyamah is approaching. And then لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. And Allah Pak says that every person may be rewarded according to his endeavor. What you endeavored for, what you strive for, that's what you're going to get. So if that's in the mind of a Muslim, then he's on a positive note, he's progressing, and he knows what life is all about. Otherwise, he's groping in the dark. He doesn't know where he started this journey, and where this journey is ending up. He's just trying everything, speculating here, jumping and hopping. He doesn't know. He doesn't know where he started from and where he's ending up this journey. He doesn't know both. But Allah Ta'ala, akad ukhfiha, He keeps it as a secret, nobody knows. He's individual end, you don't know. When he could end now, at this moment, tomorrow, next year, nobody knows. And when is going to be the collective end, that is Qiyamah, nobody knows. So both the knowledge Allah Pak has kept to Himself. La yujalliha li waqtiha illa hu. Wa ma tadri nafsum maza taksibu ghada. Wa ma tadri nafsum bi ayyi ardin tamut. Nobody knows. So in this short opportunity that we have, how to maximize, how to take the maximum out of it. That's what Allah Pak wants. And how to guard yourself against any failures, accidents, etc. So that is what we need to know. It's a short opportunity. It's just one opportunity and not followed by any other opportunities. They say a wealthy person was boasting over his poor friend. And then he says, see my father, what properties he left behind and the investments, and look at his portfolio. And then they kept on discussing until they went into the graveyard, into the Qabristan, and the wealthy person carries on boasting about his lineage and his family. See my family people, my father, grandfather, great-grandfather. Look at the tombstone, look at the design, look at the outer design of the graveyard, of their own personal graves. He is boasting about this. The poor person now here to say something in his defense. The poor person says, you know, just now it will be Israfil al-Islam who will blow the trumpet, right? And as he blows the trumpet, then all the dead will rise from the grave and gather at the plains of resurrection. So for my father it will be a simple process, because he'll just have to dust the sand off him and he'll complete all the interrogation. He'll already be in Jannat, inshallah, because hardly's got hardly anything. So there's no interrogation, no customs. And your father will be still battling to remove the tombstones and the decoration of the plants around the grave. My father will already be in Jannat sitting there this way. So the idea is that we keep ourselves as light as possible on a journey to the hereafter, and journey in this life also, the lighter, the more comfortable. But the greater the wealth, the more the responsibilities, then the greater the answerability also. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. The day of Qiyamah, then all these favors that Allah has bestowed will be called to account for. So Allah says, I have made the plan, I made your itinerary, and I choose as I want. So nobody, مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ, nobody has got a choice in this. In the heavens, the most superior is the seventh heaven, thereafter the sixth, and so forth and so on. Right? Then you find in the Malaika, the most superior is Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and followed by the other. Then in the Anbiya alayhi salam, then it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is greatest. Thereafter, the Anbiya that come thereafter. Now nobody can say, why wasn't I made into a Nabi? Nobody can say that. And if you want to be aspiring to be a Nabi, obviously your whole life will go and you won't achieve anything. Aspiring to be a Sahabi, right? Can you get anything after that? Can't get. So Allah Pak doesn't want you to waste your time. Yes, we aspire for good things, for the good. Hadith says, person doesn't have the Quran and the knowledge of the Quran, and he aspires that, had I had the Quran Sharif, I would have read the Quran Sharif day and night. I would have applied myself correctly and had the knowledge. The detailed knowledge of the Quran Sharif, the recitation, I would spend my time in the service of the Quran Sharif. The recitation, the service of the Quran. Similarly, the person doesn't have the strength, the ability, the resources. He doesn't have that potential. But he has it in his mind that had I the resources, had the strength, had the ability, I would have spent everything in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So that person is on the positive note, is on the right note. Because the one is the person who aspires for wealth so that he can show that I have a platinum card and I have got this type of investments and that properties. And the people must admire my property and say, wow, What a beautiful thing you've got. So that person, he doesn't speech anywhere. Besides the wow that he thinks about, he's nowhere. But the person that aspires, you know, had I had the Quran Sharif, then I would have recited it, I would have served the Quran Sharif my whole life. Then he stands somewhere. The Hadith has endorsed such a person, and he's endeavoring, and his aspirations, Allah Pak is endorsing. Because his mind is the right place. Had I had the wealth, I would have fed someone. A poor person comes out of his house at a time of a drought. People are in a drought, famine, suffering. And he sees a whole mountain of sand before him. And he says to himself, had this mountain of sand had this dust, it had been grain, then I would distribute it amongst all the poor. But so good was his intention, and so good was his mind, that the Nabi of the time was inspired to tell him that you have already got that reward. So his mind was in the right place. Wealth not to boast, not to extort, not to suppress, not to oppress. Wealth for the right reasons. That I will use it in the right places, the right avenues, for the right persons I will use it. Not to show off, not to boast, and not to show my status amongst people, not for that. But just that, I would have had this, I would have spent in the right avenues. So the Nabi was inspired that you don't have it, but you've been already blessed with the reward. The goodness of the Muslim's mind, the mind must be very good. At any given time, the mind must be very good, and thereafter the behavior must support what's in the mind, according to your ability, according to your capacity. In the next verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Qarun. After this, Rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha. In the next ruku, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Qarun and speaks about the gifts and the favors Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. Ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil usbati ulil quwa. Only the keys of his treasures, just the keys of his treasures, used to be so weighty that it would be difficult for a body of strong people to carry. Just the keys of his treasure boxes. Now some of us can't relate, but those that have been in India in the old days, 1960s, 1970s, then you would have seen keys at least 20, 30 centimeters heavy. So if one treasure box had that type of key, and he got thousands of that, you can imagine how heavy that would have been. So Allah Pak says, it was difficult for a body of strong men to carry. So that was the treasure Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. But then, instead of his mind going in the right direction, he began to boast about it, proud about it. People warned him, La tafrah. Allah Pak doesn't like this. To be proud, to be boastful, to show off with your wealth. I got this type of a car, that type of a house, and that type of investments I've got. So Allah Pak doesn't like this. As the riches grow, proportionately the humility must grow. The riches grow, and proportionate to the riches, wealth, the ability, the strength, the knowledge, the acumen, the expertise you've got, right? Not only wealth, the expertise, the knowledge, the understanding, proportionate to your understanding, proportionate to your expertise and knowledge, then your humility must grow. Because that person is in the right footing. Because he understands that I was nowhere, and it is just Allah Ta'ala that has blessed me with all this. I was nothing. And all this can be reduced to nothing in a second. You see, the person that did this Apple computers, right? And he went through some bad patch, tried the best doctors and best physicians, and bought the wealthiest person trying to become a trillionaire. And nobody could help him at that moment, and he died, finished, khalas. So what happened to all that wealth? So that wealth is just the figment of the eye. It's just the trick of the eye. The eye feels, no, I got this. I got this. I got this. But can you feel absolutely secure? Amintum man fis sama. Can you feel absolutely secure of being able to use it, enjoying it, being comfortable with it. For the next moment, you don't know what's going to happen. So is it something to plant your hopes and your expectations in? So there must be something greater where you can plant your hopes and your expectations, right? That's what Allah Pak says, that Al-Mal wal-Banoon zinatul hayati dunya wal-Baqiyatul salihat. The enduring good deeds, khayrun inda rabbika sawaba wa khayrun amala. So this lasting good deeds, deeds that are enduring, that are lasting, they are far better in the sight of Allah Ta'ala with respect to rewards. You're doing something, you want a return. Right? You're investing, you want a return. So, what's the best return? These enduring good deeds. The returns are far better. And in the foundation of hope also, this is far greater. وَخِيرٌ amala. That's where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be aspiring for. That's where your mind's supposed to be. Is this deed going to be enduring? Because I don't have the certainty of life. May just end up now in this moment. But if it is that I've done something for my security, for my future, for the time that I'll be nowhere, I'll be gone. I've done something for that period of my life, that I've got something secure, something that I know that I can rely upon, something on which I can depend upon. But if not, then now you're going into a dark place, a desolate place, and you've got no security whatsoever. Imagine a person going to another country, he's got no documentation, he's got no finance, absolutely no contacts, nobody. He just went in. How insecure that person would feel. So what have you done for that leg of the journey to make you feel secure as you move on and your eyes close, right? And what have you done for that leg of the journey? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, lasting good deeds. Lasting good deeds are like what? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In the few moments that we have got of life, right? Then instead of whiling it in unnecessary speech and discussion, joking, amusing, right? Running around here and there. So we invest in that life that is inevitable. Nobody can escape. Nobody, the biggest person, the greatest person, or the lowest person, the person living in a castle and a palace, and the person living on the streets, both have to go through it. When both have to go through it, then it is for us to think now, what is the most secure investment, right? Al-Baqiyatu Salihat. So Allah Ta'ala blessed him with all this, Qarun, but instead of his humility growing, his pride, his arrogance had the better over him. And people warned him, La tafrah, don't go and do this thing here. And he went on and he said, Utitu ala ilmin indi, I've got this because of my knowledge. I acquired this. You know, I'm a very brainy person, very well, very, very intelligent person. I know how to make money. I know how to print money. I know about it. So I got it because of my hard work, because of my acumen, because of how bright I am, I have got this. So he took it in reverse. Instead of thinking to himself that this is solely and entirely the blessing of Allah Ta'ala, he took it in reverse. And then, لَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, his mind was corrupt, so his behavior was also corrupt. Instead of now being good to Allah Ta'ala, as كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, as Allah Ta'ala has been kind and gracious to you, the grace is from Allah Ta'ala, so he expects you to also share the grace with others. So وَبَغَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, then he began to become cruel, extort, oppress, not fulfill people's rights. Instead of him using it gracefully, understanding it's a favor of Allah Ta'ala, he began to extort people. He began to force people, do things against their will. Right? And then Allah Baksh, what was the end of this man here? So mighty, so wealthy, like the world would dream to have a person like him. فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ, when he went on to this mode of thinking, there's nobody like me, and look at the wealth I've got, And look at my position, look at my publicity, look at my recognition, look at all that. Then we caused the earth to swallow him up. And there was nobody at that time, from our carnal womb in Fiyati and Surunau, there was nobody to come to his assistance at that moment. So think of that moment where you'll be totally stranded, totally isolated, totally left to yourself. Not the physician can help you, not your family can help you, not the best medication can help you, not the wealth in the hospital can help you. You'll be totally isolated. So what will come to your rescue at that time? When you think in that lines, then you're thinking right, and your direction is right. And if you're not thinking on that lines, then you're building up air castles. It's just a fool's paradise. And you don't know how that thing can come, just so abruptly it can come. And that whole drama, that whole bioscope is ended. So correct our minds, and together with correcting the minds, correct our behavior, our ways, our style of living, how we live, how we correct ourselves, how we behave within ourselves and amongst people. All of our grandest hope.